Now we want to have a short class and then a brief time for questions and answers.
अहिले हामी छोटो क्लास गर्नेछौ अनि त्यसपछि केही समय हामी प्रश्नहरू सोधेर अनि उत्तरहरू दिने प्रयास गर्छौ.
But I want to talk about a second main point of the doctrine of salvation.
मुक्तिको बारेमा भएका दोस्रो महत्वपूर्ण बुँदालाई म यहाँ ल्याउन चाहन्छु.
First we talked about the necessity of salvation.
पहिले हामीले मुक्तिको आवश्यकताको विषयमा हेर्यौं.
Man's sinful condition.
मान्छेको पापमय अवस्था.
Now I want to talk about the solution for our salvation, or the power of salvation.
त्यसो भने त्यो मुक्तिको शक्ति के हो त खमा.
We want to answer this question.
हामी यो प्रश्नको उत्तर दिन चाहन्छौ.
If a man is dead in sin,
यदि मान्छे पापमा मरेको छ भने,
if he is totally depraved,
यदि पूर्ण रूपमा दुराचारी छ भने,
if he is morally unable,
यदि ऊ नैतिक रूपमा अक्षम छ
भने, if he is legally guilty,
कानूनी रूपमा दोषी छ भने,
and he is spiritually bound,
यदि ऊ आत्मिक बन्देजमा छ भने,
cannot see,
देख्न सक्दैन,
cannot hear,
सुन्न सक्दैन,
cannot come,
आउन सक्दैन,
cannot repent,
प्रस्ताव गर्न सक्दैन,
cannot believe,
विश्वास गर्न सक्दैन,
how can a dead man come?
त्यसो भने एउटा मरेको मान्छे कसरी आउँछ?
How can a dead man believe?
कसरी एउटा मरेको मान्छेले विश्वास गर्छ?
How can a dead man repent?
कसरी एउटा मरेको मान्छेले पश्चाताप गर्छ?
What is our answer?
हाम्रो उत्तर के हो त?
He cannot believe.
उसले विश्वास गर्नै सक्दैन.
He cannot repent.
उसले पश्चाताप गर्नै सक्दैन.
He cannot come.
आउनै सक्दैन.
In his own power.
उसको आफ्नै शक्तिद्वारा.
In his own will.
उसको आफ्नै इच्छाद्वारा.
By his own choice.
आफ्नै छनौटद्वारा.
He cannot come.
उ आउनै सक्दैन.
It's not just that he will not come.
उ नआउने मात्रै होइन.
He has a deeper problem.
त्योभन्दा पनि गहन समस्या छ.
He cannot come.
उ आउनै सक्दैन.
He's unwilling.
उ अइच्छुक छ.
And he's unable.
अयोग्य पनि छ.
His deepest problem.
उसको सबैभन्दा गहन
समस्या
शक्ति नै छैन.
No ability.
योग्यता नै छैन.
No authority.
अधिकार नै छैन.
No repentance.
पश्चाताप नै छैन.
No faith.
विश्वास नै
छैन. No sight.
कुनै दृष्टि नै छैन.
Cannot hear.
सुन्नै सक्दैन.
Cannot come.
आउनै सक्दैन.
God commands him to come.
परमेश्वरले उसलाई आऊ भन्नुहुन्छ.
He cannot come.
आउँदैन.
God commands him to repent.
पश्चाताप गर भन्नुहुन्छ
परमेश्वरले. He cannot repent.
उसले पश्चाताप गर्नै सक्दैन.
God commands him to believe.
परमेश्वरले विश्वास गर भन्नुहुन्छ.
He cannot believe.
तर उसले विश्वास गर्न सक्दैन.
How can he believe?
कसरी उसले विश्वास गर्न सक्छ?
How can he repent?
कसरी पश्चाताप गर्न सक्छ?
How can he come?
कसरी आउन सक्छ?
Here is our answer.
हाम्रो उत्तर यहाँ
छ. The power of God.
मुक्तिको शक्ति.
And what is the power of God?
परमेश्वरको शक्ति के हो त?
Right here. Regeneration.
परमेश्वरको शक्ति पुनर्जीवन हो. पुनर्जीवन.
What do we mean?
पुनर्जीवन भने के हो?
Let's look at several things here.
यहाँ हामी केही कुराहरूलाई.
Number one.
पहिलो कुरो.
The necessity of regeneration.
पुनर्जीवनको आवश्यकता.
Look in John chapter
3.
Very familiar story. Sometimes we read this passage too quickly. Why is regeneration necessary? Because of man's sinful condition. John chapter 3. What did Jesus say?
के भन्नुभयो यसले?
Truly, truly, I say to you.
साँच्चै म तिमीलाई भन्दछु.
Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
कोही नयाँ गरी जन्मिएन भने उसले परमेश्वरको राज्य देख्न सक्दैन.
Why is regeneration necessary?
किन पुनर्जीवनको खाँचो छ?
Because of what Jesus says.
किनकि यसले जे भन्नुभयो त्यही कारणले गर्दा.
If he's not born again,
यदि उसले नयाँ जन्म पाएको छैन भने,
he cannot see the kingdom of God.
परमेश्वर राज्य देख्न सक्दैन.
If he's not born again,
यदि उसले नयाँ जन्म पाएको छैन भने,
he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
परमेश्वर राज्यभित्र प्रवेश गर्न सक्दैन.
If he's not born again,
यदि उसले नयाँ जन्म पाएको छैन
भने, he cannot repent.
उसले पश्चाताप गर्न सक्दैन.
If he's not born again,
यदि उसले नयाँ जन्म पाएको छैन
भने, he cannot believe.
उसले विश्वास गर्न सक्दैन.
Now many preachers, In America, in China, in Nepal, they preach this. First a man repents. First a man believes. Then he's born again. But what did Jesus say? You must first be born again. Then you can see. Then you can enter. Then you can believe. Look at the verse. Unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. One is the cause, the other is the result. One is the root, the other is the fruit. So when we ask this question, what is conversion? Two parts. Repentance and faith. What is the relationship of regeneration and conversion? Most people say this. First you're converted. Then you're born again. What did Jesus say? You must be born again. And if you're not born again, if you don't have new life, you can't see the kingdom of God. You can't enter the kingdom of God. How do we see the kingdom of God? By faith. How do we enter the kingdom of God? By faith. Jesus says this. You can't see it. You can't enter it. You can't believe. You can't repent. You must first be born again. Then you can repent. Then you can believe. Then you can see. Then you can enter. Why is the new birth necessary? Because Jesus says this. Without the new birth, you can't see. You can't enter. You can't repent. You can't believe. One is the root. The other is the fruit. One is the cause. The other is the effect. So when I ask you this question, regeneration, conversion, which comes first?
Regeneration.
Why?
पुनर्जीवन पहिला आउनु पर्छ त किनकि if he is not born again, he cannot see.
Right.
Exactly. That's true.
Because he's spiritually dead.
किनकि यो आत्मिक रूपमा मरेको छ.
He cannot see. Now he can see with a physical eye. But he can't see with a spiritual eye. His eyes are blinded. His heart is hardened. His will is bound. Cannot come. Cannot repent. Cannot believe. Cannot choose. You tell him to repent. He can't repent. You tell him to believe. He can't believe. You tell him to come. He can't come. He's a dead man. What must happen to him first? Jesus said this. You must be born again. Then you can enter the kingdom of God. Then you can see. Then you can repent. Then you can believe. Most preachers in America, China, Nepal, they have it backwards. Why? They don't understand man's condition. Why is regeneration necessary? Because of man's sinful condition. Jesus said it. I didn't say it. No man can come to me. Doesn't have the power. doesn't have the desire, doesn't have the faith, doesn't have the repentance, cannot come, will not come, he's dead. No man can come to me. The Father must draw him. No man can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born again. You understand what we're saying? Now many people say they understand that. And I come back 6 months later and I ask this question. Conversion? Regeneration? Which comes first? Conversion. A man repents. A man believes. Then he's born again. But what did Jesus say? Unless you're born again, you cannot see. You cannot come. You cannot believe. You cannot repent. Now burn this into your brain. Jesus said it. Unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Why? His eyes are blinded. Something must happen to him first. The necessity of regeneration. Man's sinful condition. Number two, the nature of regeneration. What is regeneration? Look in the book of Ephesians. And Ephesians chapter 2. We're talking about the nature of regeneration. Verse 5. You were dead in your transgressions. Then what does he say? He made us alive together with Christ. A man was dead. Now he's alive. He was a spiritual corpse. Now he's spiritual life. He was dead in sin. No power. Something happened to him. What happened to him? God gave him life. He was a dead man. God gave him life. What is regeneration? God making a dead man alive. No power. No life. No repentance. No faith. No authority. No ability. He's dead. God gives him life. And he awakens. Look in Titus. We're talking about the definition of regeneration. It's the giving of life to a dead soul. Look in Titus and chapter 3, verse 5. Look at the verse. He saved us. Not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. How does He describe regeneration? It's like a washing. Not an outward washing, but an inward washing. It is a renewing. A man is dead. He is unclean. He is like a corpse. Can't see.
देख्न सक्दैन.
God sends His Spirit
परमेश्वरले आफ्नो आत्मा पठाउनुहुन्छ
into his heart
उसको हृदय भित्र
he awakens
अब उज्जिन्छ.
It's life from the dead.
अनि यो चाहिँ मृत्युबाट जीवनमा सर्नु.
Look in the book of James
याकूबको पत्रमा हेरौँ.
We're trying to define regeneration
पुनर्जीवन के हो भन्ने विषयमा हामी हेरिरहेका छौँ.
James chapter 1
याकूब एक अध्याय
verse 18
18 पद
chapter 1 verse 18 James says in the exercise of his will he brought us forth by the word of truth they would be a kind of first fruits among his creatures how does he describe regeneration it's like being born it's like a baby coming forth
जसरी एउटा बच्चा निस्केको जस्तै हो.
Now when a baby is born,
जब एउटा बच्चा जन्मन्छ,
he doesn't give himself a new birth. He doesn't birth himself.
ऊ आफै जन्मदैन.
He comes forth.
ऊ बाहिर निस्कन्छ.
Look in Peter.
पत्रुसको पुस्तकमा हेरौँ.
First Peter.
पहिलो पत्रुस.
Chapter 1.
एक अध्याय.
Verse 23. You've been born again, not of seed that is perishable, imperishable, by the living and abiding Word of God. Listen carefully. According to Jesus, according to Paul, according to Peter, according to John, according to James. They describe the new birth. Jesus says it comes from above. Paul says it's making alive. James says it's like a new birth baby. Peter says it's like being born a new person.
अनि पत्रुसले भन्छ कि यो नयाँ जन्मेको मान्छे जस्तै हो.
What is regeneration?
पुनर्जीवन भनेको के हो?
God.
परमेश्वरले
by his spirit
उहाँको आत्माद्वारा
sends life
जीवन पठाउनुहुन्छ
into a dead soul
मरेको आत्मामा
and he raises him from the dead
अनि ऊ मृत्युकोबाट बौरी उठ्छ
and he illuminates his mind
अनि उसको चमक आउँछ
and he frees his will
उसको इच्छालाई स्वतन्त्र बनाउँछ
and he opens his heart
अनि उसको हृदय खुला हुन्छ
And a dead man
मरेको मान्छे
becomes alive.
जीवित बन्छ.
Number three.
तेस्रो बुँदामा
the agent. Who does it? Who is the agent of regeneration? The person that does it.
Okay. पुनर्जीवनको कर्ताको हो त कसले यो गर्छ त अब?
Write these verses down. Very quickly. John chapter
3.
What does Jesus say? Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Verse 8. The wind blows where it wills. You hear the sound. You don't know where it comes from and where it's going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Remember what Paul said. Titus chapter
3.
The washing of regeneration.
स्नानको पुनर्जीवनबाट
the renewing of the Holy Spirit
पवित्र आत्माको नवीकरणबाट
look at John chapter 6
युहन्ना अध्यायलाई हेर्नुहोस्
what does Jesus say
यसले के भन्नुभयो
verse 63
63 पदलाई
John 6
युहन्ना 6 को 63
verse 63
63 पद
it is the Spirit that gives life
जीवन दिने आत्मा हुनुहुन्छ
the flesh profits nothing
शरीरबाट केही फाइदा हुँदैन
the words I have spoken to you are spirit and of life
जुन वचन मैले तिमीहरूसँग बोलेको छु ती आत्माले जीवन हुन्
verse 65
65लाई हेर्नुहोस्
for this reason I say that no one can come to me unless it's been given to him from the Father
यसकारण मैले तिमीहरूलाई भनेको यदि पिताबाट दिएको छैन भने कोही मानिस
मसँग आउन सक्दैन who is the agent in regeneration
त्यसो भने पुनर्जीवनको कर्ता को हो
the Holy Spirit
पवित्र आत्मा
What is regeneration?
The
giving of new life. Why is it necessary?
Because
a man is dead. What is the instrument? What does the Holy Spirit use?
Number four.
What is the instrument? Look here in John 6. Verse 63. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Write this verse down. Romans chapter 10. Verse 17. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of Christ. Write this verse down. James chapter
1.
You've been born again. By the word of truth. Write this verse down. 1 Peter chapter
1.
You've been born again. Not of perishable seed. But imperishable seed. The living and abiding word of God. How are men born again? Listen carefully. We preach the gospel to all men. We tell them who God is. We tell them who they are. We tell them why Christ died. We tell them they must repent. We tell them they must believe. They can't repent. They can't believe. We can't give them life. We can't open their hearts. We can't give them new birth. But God in the Word puts the Word in the heart like a seed. You plant a seed in the ground. The rain falls. The sun shines. And what happens to the seed? Inside the little seed. What happens? The rain falls. Sunshine. The little seed. Life. How is a man born again? We preach the word. God puts the seed in the heart. The Spirit comes and He puts life into that seed. Spiritual life from the outside to the inside. The new birth is an act of God. In the new birth, God is active. In the new birth, man is passive. In the new birth, God acts. In the new birth, man receives. Regeneration is an act of God. Conversion is the response of man. Jesus said this. John 5. An hour is coming. And now is. When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. And those that are dead will live. What's he talking about? He preaches the word. Men are dead in sin. The seeds planted in the heart. Some men don't believe. The devil comes. He snatches away the seed. Some men do believe. Why? Not because they're better than other men. Not because they're smarter than other men. Why? Because God, by His Spirit, gives them life. Remember Lazarus. John chapter
11.
He's in the tomb. How long has he been there?
4 days.
Yeah. What did his sister say? Lord, he stinks. Why? Because he's dead. And every part of this body has been corrupted.
प्रश्न हुन
गइसक्यो
देख्न सक्दैन
can't hear
सुन्न सक्दैन
can't feel
के अनुभव गर्न सक्दैन
walk
हिँड्न सक्दैन
can't believe
विश्वास गर्न सक्दैन
he's dead
मरेको छ
he's cold
मरेको छ
he's rotting
ऊ चाहिँ अब एउटा काम नलाग्ने भएको छ
Jesus comes to the tomb
येशू ख्रीष्ट यहाँमा आउनुहुन्छ
let's roll away the stone
अनि त्यो ढुङ्गालाई हटाउन लगाउनुहुन्छ
he lifts up his eyes to heaven
अनि उहाँले त्यहाँ आफ्नो आँखा स्वर्गतिर
लगाउनुहुन्छ Father, I thank you that you hear me
हे पिता म तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिन्छु तपाईँले मेरो बिन्ती सुन्नुहुन्छ
then what does he say
के भन्नुहुन्छ थाहा छ
Lazarus
Lazarus
come out
बाहिर निस्क
listen carefully
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस् है त
he commands Lazarus to do something he cannot do
याद गर्नुहोस् जुन कुरो लाजरसले गर्नै सक्दैन त्यो कुरो गर्न यसले आज्ञा गर्नुभएको
Did you hear that?
याद छ तपाईलाई
Lazarus is dead.
लाजरस मरेको छ.
He can't walk.
उहाँ
He can't come out.
हिँड्न सक्दैन.
He can't believe.
विश्वास गर्न
सक्दैन. He can't come to Jesus.
यसको आउन सक्दैन.
Jesus says this.
यसले चाहिँ भन्नुहुन्छ
Lazarus.
लाजरस
come out.
बाहिर निस्क.
Lazarus has no power.
बाहिर निस्क्न सक्दैन.
Lazarus cannot see.
उले आउन सक्दैन.
He cannot obey.
उ आज्ञाकारी
हुन सक्दैन.
आउन सक्दैन.
When Jesus spoke to Lazarus
He
commanded him to do something he could not do.
यसले त्यसरी आज्ञा गर्नुहुँदा फेरि लाजरसले गर्न नसक्ने कुरो गर भनेर यसले भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
And when you preach to lost men,
जब तपाईँले मरेका हराएका मान्छेलाई प्रचार गर्नुहुन्छ.
You tell them to come.
तपाईँले भन्नुहुन्छ
आइज. You tell them to repent.
पश्चाताप गर भन्नुहुन्छ.
You tell them to believe.
विश्वास गर भन्नुहुन्छ.
You're telling them to do something they cannot do.
तिनीहरूले गर्न नसक्ने कुरो गर भनेर तपाईँले भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
What happened to Lazarus?
के भयो लाजरसलाई थाहा छ?
When Jesus said these words,
जब येशूले यी वचनहरू बोल्नुभयो,
Lazarus,
Lazarus,
life, spiritual life,
अनि त्यो आत्मिक जीवन,
into his dead body,
त्यो मरेको शरीरमा प्रवेश गर्यो,
and a dead man,
अनि मरेको मान्छे जिउँछ अब त्यो
And what's the first thing he did?
के गरे थाहा छ पहिलो कुरा?
He came to Jesus.
Lazarus येशूका आयो.
Now that's a picture of the relationship of regeneration and conversion.
पुनर्जीवन र परिवर्तनको विषयमा भएको त्यो एउटा तस्बीर हो.
Jesus said this.
यसले भन्नुभयो.
An hour is coming.
समय आइरहेको छ त्यो समय अहिले नै हो मरेका
अहिले
परमेश्वरको पुत्रको
आवाजले
अनि जतिले त्यसलाई सुन्छन् तिनीहरू जीवित हुन्छन् तिनीहरू निस्केर बाहिर आउँछन्
How did Lazarus come?
कसरी लाजरस आयो बाहिर
He was dead.
मरेको थियो
Before he could come to Christ.
येशू ख्रीष्टका आउनुभन्दा अगाडि
He had to be made alive.
उलाई जीवित पारिएको हुनुपर्छ
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्
Regeneration is an act of God.
यसमा परमेश्वरको
regeneration
पुनर्जीवन
is the power of God
परमेश्वरको शक्ति हो
regeneration
पुनर्जीवन
is the giving of life
जीवन दिनु हो
conversion
परिवर्तन
is the response of man
मान्छेको प्रतिक्रिया
and regeneration
पुनर्जीवनमा
man is passive
मान्छे निष्क्रिय हुन्छ
and conversion
परिवर्तनमा
man is active
मान्छे सक्रिय हुन्छ
one is the act of God
एउटा परमेश्वरको काम हो भने
the other is the response of man
अर्को मान्छेको प्रतिक्रिया हो
That's the picture of conversion.
त्यो परिवर्तनको तस्बीर हो.
Now listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
There are two calls in the New Testament. Callings.
नयाँ करारमा दुईवटा बोलावट छन्.
One is a general call.
एउटालाई हामी सामान्य बोलावट
भन्छौं. It goes to all men.
यो सबैको लागि दिएको
बोलावट. It goes into their ear.
तिनीहरूको कानमा यो प्रवेश गर्छ
मेन क्यान रिजेक्ट द जेनरल कल
मान्छेले त्यो सामान्य बोलावटलाई इन्कार गर्न सक्छ
There's another call.
अर्को बोलावट पनि छ
It's a special call.
अनि यसलाई हामी खास
बोलावट
यो शक्तिशाली बोलावट
It's an inward call.
अनि यसले भित्री बोलावट
It goes into man's heart.
यो मान्छेको हृदयमा प्रवेश गर्छ
You tell him to come They don't come. You tell them to repent. They don't repent. You tell them to believe. They don't believe. You give the general call. But listen carefully. When God says come, when God says believe, when God says repent, they must come. They shall come. Why? Because God gives them life. Jesus said this, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and they shall never perish. Let me ask you a question. If all men are dead in sin, and they cannot repent, and they cannot believe, and they cannot come, why do some men come? Why do some men repent? Why do some men believe? Because God gives them life. And when we preach the gospel, we give the general call to all men, and we tell them this: if you repent, if you believe, if you come, Jesus will save you. Jesus died for sinners. If you will confess your sin, if you will repent, if you will believe, if you will come right now, this moment, come. We tell them to come. They don't come. But when God says, come, they must come. Many are called. Few are chosen. Men can reject the outward call. No man can reject the inward call. Listen carefully. If I come back in 3 months, and I ask you this question, what's the relationship of regeneration and conversion? What will you say? Which comes first? Which comes first? Why?
He's dead.
Most preachers in Nepal preach this. You repent. You believe. Then you're born again. But if you understand man's nature, what is the proper order? A man must be born again. And when a man is born again, God illuminates his mind, cleanses his heart, frees his will, and he gives him two gifts. Two gifts. And what are the gifts? The gift of repentance and the gift of faith. And when a man is born again, the first thing he does, he repents, he believes, he comes to Jesus. Why? Because now he's alive. Now he understands. Now he's free. Now he can believe. Now let me ask you this. If Jesus came to the tomb, Lazarus is dead. Jesus says this, Lazarus, come forth. Could Lazarus say this? I'm not coming out. He had to come. Jesus said this, all that the Father has given me shall come. So when you preach, How do we preach the gospel? If men are dead in sin, how do we preach the gospel? This is what we do. We open our Bibles and we tell them this. God is holy and His law is perfect, and you've broken that law and you're under God's wrath and you have a sinful nature. And you cannot save yourself. And your good works will not save you. But God has provided a way. God has sent His Son. You couldn't obey the law. Jesus obeyed the law. You couldn't bear the curse of the law. Jesus bore the curse of the law. And He died for sinners. And if you confess your sin, and if you will turn from your sin, and if you will believe in Jesus right now, He will save you. Come, believe, repent. That's how you preach the gospel. And what does God do? Paul went to Philippi.
Paul chai Philippi ma gayo.
He went down by the riverside.
Ani nadi ko kinar ma gayo ni.
And there was a ladies' prayer meeting.
Ani tya chai chori manchheko prarthana sabha bhairheko.
You remember the story?
Tapailai thaha chha hola katha.
Acts chapter 16.
Ani 16 adhyay ma tyo kura chha.
And he preached the gospel.
Ani unle susamachar prachar gare.
And there was a woman sitting there.
Ani tya euta chori manchhe
bachireko thiyo. What was her name?
Usko naam ke ho thaha chha?
Her name was Lydia.
Ani usko naam Lydia.
And what does the Bible say?
Bible le ke bhancha?
When she was listening to Paul, what happened to her? God opened the heart of Lydia.
परमेश्वरले लिडियाको हृदयलाई खोली दिनुभयो.
She didn't open her own heart.
उनले आफै आफ्नो हृदय खोलेन.
God opened her heart.
परमेश्वरले उनको हृदय खोली दिनुभयो.
How did He do it?
कसरी गर्नुभयो?
By the new birth.
नयाँ जन्मद्वारा.
He opened her heart.
परमेश्वरले हृदय खोली
दिनुभयो. And He gave her faith.
अनि विश्वास गरे.
He gave her repentance.
अनि पश्चाताप गरे.
And she believed.
अनि विश्वास गरे.
She came.
अनि आए.
She repented.
अनि पश्चाताप गरे.
She was saved.
अनि उले मुक्ति
पाए.
Why? किन थाहा छ?
Because God opened his heart.
किनकि परमेश्वरले हृदय खोली दिनुभयो.
Ezekiel was standing at the valley of dry bones, and the Lord asked him,
Ezekiel,
can these bones live? What did Ezekiel say? You know, O Lord.
What
did God say? Speak to the bones. Speak to the bones. And that's what a preacher is to do. You can't give them life. What is your responsibility? Speak to the bones. Speak to the bones. Tell them to repent. Tell them to come. Tell them to believe. And God, they give them life. And the bones come alive. Man's problem,
मान्छेको समस्या,
God's solution.
परमेश्वरको समाधान.
Man's weakness,
मान्छेको कमजोर,
God's power.
परमेश्वरको शक्ति.
Man is dead,
मान्छे मरेको छ,
God gives him life.
परमेश्वरले जीवन दिनुहुन्छ उसमा.
That is the solution to man's problem.
त्यो नै मान्छेको समस्याको लागि समाधान हो.
So
त्यसो भने,
we go out and preach the gospel.
हामी सुसमाचार सुनाउँछौँ.
We preach to all men.
सबै मान्छेलाई हामी सुसमाचार सुनाउँछौँ.
We tell them this.
हामी यसरी भन्छौँ.
If you repent,
यदि पश्चाताप गर्नुभयो भने, विश्वास गर्नुभयो भने,
if you come,
आउनुभयो भने,
Jesus will save
you. येशूले तपाईँलाई मुक्ति दिनुहुनेछ. ठीक अहिले नै.
You put the call in their ear.
त्यो बोलावटलाई हामीले उनीहरूको कानमा हालिदिन्छौँ.
But God must speak to their heart.
तर परमेश्वरले उसको हृदयमा बोल्नुपर्छ.
The power is from God.
शक्ति परमेश्वरबाट आउँछ.